This is a CKTZ News update. Warning, the following report contains trigger words and one-sided accounts of violent actions that some may find offensive. The opinions expressed belong to the people speaking and are not necessarily shared by Cortez Radio, its staff, reporters, volunteers, or listening audience. There have been more arrests and more allegations of police brutality as protesters continue to resist RCMP enforcement of a BC Supreme Court injunction order in the Ferry Creek watershed.
I invite you wholeheartedly to come up to Ferry Lake here in Port Renfrew, BC, to look at our old growth and come out and help us save the last of the old growth. And I plead you to bring your friends, all of your friends, to show them how important and how tender this ecosystem is and that must be protected at all costs. Tlako, tlako, and come and visit and be with us.
That was Patchidat First Nations Elder Bill Jones speaking in a video posted on the Raincoast Flying Squad Facebook page yesterday. There were 49 arrests Wednesday, which brings the total during the last 10 days to 167 arrests. The RCMP press release states, throughout the day, officers once again removed individuals in locking or tripod-like devices and deep trenches dug in the roads. Police were also met with a large group of protesters along the road. Despite requests to disperse and leave the area, individuals remained and were subsequently arrested. Those who left the area or voluntarily released from devices were not arrested. A forest defender named Luke Wallace made the following report on Tuesday.
A week yesterday, HQ was raided by the RCMP. They came in and just like smashed the kitchen and arrested a whole bunch of people. And since that happened 1 week ago, the level of violence and a lack of consideration for human safety and life on the hands of the RCMP is some of the most concerning stuff I've ever been a part of. And we've gotten to the point where we are having internal conversations about what ifs that I never want to ask. What if this happens? It's frightening to talk about the potential of human death and extreme injury in these circumstances when we are exerting our peaceful right to protest and are here standing up for the land in complete non-violent fashion. Last week there were like 90 arrests in 3 days. They're just coming in and hauling ass through there. And today was extremely violent. So it started when two Indigenous land defenders were arrested and dropped to the ground. They just shared their stories with us. One of them, a smaller woman, had six police officers kneeling on her knee. They both received medical treatment from our team after these arrests. The second, her words were that they attempted to break her leg while she was on the ground 4 times, to the point where she was screaming as they bent it and bent it and bent it. One of those youth is a Patchidat youth. This is their land, and the RCMP are on Patchidat land assaulting members of that community for occupying their territory and saying that enough is enough and that the forests need to stand. After that happened, the police moved on to the most dangerous extraction since the start of this. Their lack of consideration for the next story, for the safety of the people in the next story, is unparalleled. Okay, so we dug a ditch, and then on top of the ditch was a log. One land defender was in the ditch with their arm down into a dragon, the other with their arm up into a log. The cops had no idea how to deal with this, and so they began using the excavator to dig around them, with reports of the excavator intentionally pushing rubble and dirt back into the hole to the point where they were burying the land defenders. The land defenders were screaming that they couldn't breathe. The police then proceeded to grab their legs and try to pull them out of a contraption they already knew that they couldn't pull them out of. They were locked into it. We've been doing this for months. They know we're locked in. And they're pulling at people's ankles, twisting them. Again, medical treatment. This person is not walking tonight. Another Indigenous land defender, two Indigenous land defenders earlier, two more Indigenous land defenders in a ditch, actually having their lives put at risk through being buried alive, through RCMP who have no clue what they're doing extracting people. They're using excavators beside people's heads to try and dig up ditches on behalf of a private corporation acting as private security for Teal Jones, who just wants to come in and wipe the tiny remaining of massive trees on these slopes. And the RCMP are in here every day chirping, yelling at people, threatening people, standing side by side with industry who are running these excavators who have no clue what they're doing. We have RCMP cutting tripods down. I'm going to post a video of a tripod collapse. They're cutting tripods down, and people are overhearing them saying, haha, I've never had chainsaw training before. Oh, don't worry, it's not that hard. And then tripods are collapsing. People are falling from 25 feet up because the police are tipping them over.
This audio is taken from a video that Glenn Reed posted to the Rain Coast Flying Squad Facebook page yesterday.
Okay, bye, angry guy in the trailer.
Shauna Knight posted.
Okay, so before I was a little bit scared, and then I got really mad, and then I got kind of sad, and now I just feel a little bit hopeful. I realized that no matter what these guys do up here, cut down our sits, or take all our shit, and raid our camps, and ruin everything that we've tried so hard to build over the past year, and that takes them such a short time to ruin and destroy, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter one bit, because we'll just build it again and more people will come. Because what this is crimes against humanity. What this is endangering the future of us all. And no matter what they do now, it doesn't matter, because we'll stick together. Our spirits will still be strong and we'll have weak moments like this right now, but we'll just keep doing it. We'll keep on rising up against this frickin' tyranny and this corrupt government, and who have RCMP in their pockets carrying out their dirty work for them. It's absolutely disgusting and mortifying to think that this is our culture and this is our society and this is what we've come to as a species. We don't even care about all the other things that we're affecting on the planet, all the other species, and our future as we know it. We just want the money now. We just want it now, hey? Well, there's some of us that don't feel that way, and you're never going to be able to stop us.
It's been a year and 10 days since the Forest Defenders set up the first blockade to stop the Teal Jones Group from logging what protesters claim is the last intact old-growth watershed in southern Vancouver Island. There have been 690 arrests since police began to enforce the injunction 3 months ago, but the struggle has been particularly intense these last 10 days.
That is carried.